Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. What could beat a farmer's market in today's trendy terms? Well, how about an organic farmer's market right in the city that rehabilitates the mentally ill? We sent Simon Pound to investigate.
In Herne Bay, amid the ritzy real estate and chicanes, there's a secretish organic garden. The Kalmana Gardens have been operating for nearly 30 years. It was established in 1981 to provide a working garden in the city. But there is more to the story than that. These gardens are administered by Framework, a group that provide rehabilitative services to the mentally ill. These gardens aren't just organic and beautiful, they're also therapeutic. Linda Christensen of Framework explains.
Well, people come to us because they've become unwell and it's impacted on their life. So they come to us to regain wellness and direction. So we look at people holistically, their needs. But basically, we work with them through therapeutic horticulture, which in recent years has been scientifically proven to assist people to wellness. But the other part, which is a very important part of what we do, is that we teach about orthomolecular medicine, which just really means providing your body with the right nutrients for it to maintain wellness. And in our society, in our processed foods and how our foods are grown, sprayed, organophosphates, etc., it's really heavily on the adrenal glands. And one of the things you can get is a mental unwellness. Other things are like heart disease, diabetes. And so we really teach a lot about how to grow nutrient-dense foods right from the level of the seed. Because seeds are manipulated at their size and colour at the expense of nutrients. So, yes, we don't really trust producers terribly much unless they have an organic labelling with them. But we just teach people to get the control back in their lives, to provide the body with nourishment. And part of what we do is actually a healthy food program where we forage from the garden every day and people come in, our clients come in and they cook with us, and we could be providing a meal for 15 people in a day. And it's all organic, it's all from the garden. And we have really a lot of evidence. People have come to us and said they feel a lot better with one meal, even three or four times a week, which has astounded us, and I don't really know why. I thought it would have to be a bit more holistic than that, good health. But there you go, people can still go away and they can just have one meal a day and their, you know, depression, etc., really lifts.
And can you help me describe this wonderful place? We're on an allotment of land which is in Herne Bay, which is a very packed in, densely populated suburb with houses everywhere. But here we have this wonderful expanse of gardens. How big is it here?
Well, we really only work on half an acre. But yes, we consider ourselves an oasis in the city. We're surrounded by million-dollar apartments. We're right in the middle of Greyland. It was part of the Catholic land. The Catholic donated to Auckland City Council. And this land has been organic and worked organically since 1981. For our clients who come, sometimes it's just getting outside, a bit of vitamin D. It's working, getting up, getting down, bending, kneeling, pushing a couple of wheelbarrows a day. It really is very holistic around their care, and slowly we work towards wellness through their goals and what they need through a strength model.
Linda Christensen there. The mentally ill learning and receiving therapy aren't the only people that benefit from the gardens. I'm here today as there is an open day called a Grow and Show. It's in part organised by Simon Miller, known to many as Sustainable Simon, for his green-tinged media activities. He loves Kalmana Gardens for what they can show people about growing their own produce.
So today, principally at the core of the Grow and Show is the slightly competitive element. You know, people, the biggest pumpkin, longest bean, most distorted vegetable, you know, whatever, looky-likey vegetables. So it was an opportunity for people to bring their produce, bring stuff that they've grown or baked and, you know, win a prize. But it's expanded to kind of to try and to break out into the community and give people a few tips without being too didactic about how they might be able to live a bit more sustainably in their community. So here we've got ubi, which is out of our own backyard.
My name is Christy Martin, and I run the ubi stall at the Greyland Farmers Market. And ubi stands for out of our own backyard. So what happens is people who grow locally in the community bring their produce to the stall, and we sell it for them, and they can either make cash for it, or they can sell it and then buy other people's produce on the stall for 100% buy power for what they sell. So it essentially becomes a swap of food going on, and it's bringing the community together, and it's really working. And most people use organic or biodynamic grow methods for all their produce. So,
what's the reaction been so far to the Greyland Farmers Market, which is quite new, isn't it?
Yes, it's really new, and it's kind of building every week, and more people are getting involved and hearing about it, and it's really unique because some people won't have a certain supply one week, but they'll have a different supply. So our stall is always changing, and there's always different things there. Like, we'll have mountain papayas or babaca, whatever's in season and people are growing and have surplus of. So you never know what you're going to get, and I think people really like that.
But basically, it's an inner city farm, garden farm, run on organic principles, and it's a very lush, productive gardens. It's open, you know, day to day. The public can come in and buy, you know, their lettuce or whatever is on offer.
And the public do come down. I met a local regular called Alex Robertson, and I also said Oasis again.
Yep, I live locally, about half an hour walk, I suppose, with a 4-year-old, or 15 minutes as a normal adult. I come down here once a week, actually, to get my vegetables for the week, and I've been doing that for about 5 years or so.
Was it a surprise when you found this amazing oasis in the middle of a suburb?
Absolutely. I think it's a real kind of respite from the hustle and bustle from, the big city, and it is beautiful.
And about the goals of the organisation and what they do here, are you broadly supportive of what they do as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually been interested in sort of green things since I was at university, which is a long time ago. It was a good thing to find this place because it's really kind of reflects what I believe in where we should be going as a planet, as a human race, to support the planet, really, to look after our environment and try to use less resources and live a more sustainable life, really.
That's right. It is about sustainability. While gardens and farmers markets are back in fashion now, it wasn't always so. But it is the way it should be. Simon Miller.
At least one day over that entire growing season, I've had a salad or some tomatoes, or you'll cook something that you have grown, you have made. So it's like, well, you know, I'm not powerless. I can at least do that. And I mean, maybe I'm kind of expounding my own kind of ideas, and I don't want to tar everybody with that, but I think it does allow people, you know, it allows people to kind of be creative, you know, it allows people to have a sense that they are part of this world, you know.
Isn't it remarkable that through all of human history, people would have maintained gardens, and then for 20 years they stopped? How does that happen?
Because there's a whole kind of economic ideology that says you should not do anything that somebody else can do better, or that if it costs you, you know, $20 an hour for you to garden, but somebody else can produce it, you know, for $15 an hour, it's almost immoral for you to do it. And it's weird. We kind of gave away all our power around that. Whereas, you know, so maybe we're kind of rediscovering that. But it does seem insane that we somehow just stopped, stopped and then started complaining. Started complaining that everything's shit, you know. So the one way to sort of ensure that things aren't shit is to have some kind of interaction with it yourself, you know. Like Joe Strummer said, you know, no input, no output. You know, if you don't actually put something in, you're not going to get anything out. And then it's just cynicism and crapness.
A report there from Simon Pound. Well, that's all we've got time for this week. If you've missed something or you want to hear it again, and why wouldn't you, check out our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I'm Damien Christie.
I'm Dominic Corrie. Thanks, New Zealand On Air, and rest in peace, Corey Haim.